No, I don't remember the year. The fire station, Pajarka, that's how I call this place. Bunina Street. On one of the verticals leading to, away from the sea, from water. Firefighters are directly connected to water. In summer, they often came to the park to put out burning grass. As a child, I wanted to become a firefighter. That's why, when walking past those gates with my parents, I would stop there for a long time. I peered through the small windows and admired the glossy red fire engines. It always seemed to me that this depot or station, I'm not sure which word is more accurate, had a little tower. But that isn't true. The tower was inside the courtyard. It couldn't be seen from outside. I must have invented it, probably under the influence of my favorite book from that time. I love leafing through an old Soviet children's book. Of course, because in the 90s, almost no new children books were being printed. It was the story of a single fire somewhere, I think in Moscow. I was mesmerized by the mystery of its illustrations. That's probably where my love for fire engines and the Moscow conceptualism came from. For artists of that circle, children's illustrations was one of the way to earn money. Unlike what I saw outside my window, in that book, everything was orderly. Neat Stalinist building and equally neat fire engines. Even the fire itself seemed like an intellectual, intelligentsia. It destroyed buildings gently, with care. Only many years later I figure out that the author of that book, Konashevich, had nothing to do with Moscow conceptualism at all. But there was something magical in those drawings. I was enchanted by the idea that the fire engines from that book were standing in the dark garage on Bunina Street. Yes, exactly. Because the body of the fire engines in that part of the world hadn't changed since 1962. It was literally the very same model of fire engine. Bunina Street at that corner of Soviet Army Street. What an absurdity. What is hidden in that toponym? Soviet Army Street. Sovietskaya Armia. Later it was renamed Preobrazhenskaya Street. Militarization gave way to clericalization. Diagonally across that fire station, around the same time, they began to erect a glass pyramid, a monstrous example of 1990s architecture. It was, I think, a flower market. Bunina Street itself no longer exists either. How many layers of red paint covered those gates?